Good day, everyone. And for this Digital Filipino Talks episode, I have with me the president of Blue Blade Technologies, E-Learning Edge. And he is also the president of the Internet and Mobile Marketing Association of the Philippines, Mr. Hans Rojas Chua. Hello, Hans.
Hi, good morning, Janet.
Hans, your company is one of the few that I know who's very aggressive in the e-learning space, and you have partnered with a lot of organizations to roll out blended and pure e-learning programs. I'd like to ask you, you've been doing this for the past few years already. How is the growth so far?
Actually, for e-learning, it's been here for some time. Mm-hmm. Like, UST has an e-learning center. UP also has an e-learning center. Ateneo as a university has had operations for years already. They even offer a graduate degree that is fully online.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of growth, I think it's growing in terms of content. So now I'm seeing it as an industry that is being driven by content.
Okay.
The technology is there, but so I guess one of our mandates as a company is to partner with organizations or associations that have great content.
Okay. So when you're saying that there's growth in terms of content, are we saying that in terms of the number of the courses being offered online? Or can we also see the same based on the number of participants joining these type of programs?
Yes. So when, for example, I'll give a specific example. When we partnered with, let's say, IMAP or other organizations like Digital Filipino, we saw suddenly an influx of some students who never would have looked at e-learning before. Again, it was driven by content. So we partner with organizations like Digital Filipino because we know they have great content and learnings to share.
How about for IMAP? You just had your recent batch of graduates, and I believe this is the first batch of the full program.
Yes.
And for the duration of that full program, how many have participated in the training?
Right now, in unique students, we have almost 380, I believe, unique students who took the program blended or fully online.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them have taken multiple courses. Mm-hmm. So I think we're approaching 600 seats, if you want to count it that way.
Ah, okay. But on the platforms, of course, there are I remember my first encounter with e-learning, popular platforms like Moodle.
Yes.
Dominates the Mindshare at that time.
Yes.
But I noticed that there are now other platforms that can be tapped or can be used because, as you say, it's all about content.
Yes.
So what is your favorite platform for e-learning?
Actually, it really depends. Well, for us, we look at a variety of cloud-based tools.
Mm-hmm.
We see cloud-based technologies as I guess the way to make our organization more lean and mean. So we use GoToWebinar.
Mm-hmm.
We use Edu20.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially almost any online tool. There's a whole range of tools online that serve as like notepads or whatnot for students.
Mm-hmm.
So we're constantly seeing new cloud-based applications. But I guess in the industry, locally the most popular platforms would still be Moodle.
Mm-hmm.
Some universities fully use Moodle, but I think the company previously known as Blackboard is also being used by some universities locally. HTutor is another platform that some communities use.
Okay. Of course, e-learning is not really limited to university implementation only or advanced learning. It can also be implemented by companies.
Yes.
What advice or tips can you give to companies who would like to get into e-learning or embrace it as a platform or medium to further educate their stakeholders.
Yes. What's most important is that they do a good needs analysis up front. There's a big difference if you're going to do senior management training versus having your ABMs, assistant brand managers, product managers trained, or maybe you want them to collaborate with each other. So needs analysis upfront will drastically change the makeup of how you actually implement e-learning within organizations. Second, look at e-learning not only as training, but it's also a way to have your departments collaborate with each other. Platforms like Moodle, HTutor have a lot of tools for collaboration, forums, chat, tied to the learning module. So they're not only learning, they may be implementing projects together based on the platform. So look at e-learning as not only a training tool, but as a collaboration tool to get your organization learn and move on things quickly.
So if I know of content providers who has a program and would also want to execute it through e-learning and possibly roll it out with a college or a university,
yes,
what do you suggest? How should they go about it? Like, for instance, if they will approach e-learning edge, what would be the process?
So I guess as stepping back, and if you are an organization that has content, the decision is whether or not to do it in-house. That's probably one of the first things you need to decide on. Doing it in-house is makes sense if you see it as a very strategic competency to build internally. So if you want to, if you see yourself as not only the content creator, but also the content converter, and managing the e-learning process, and if that's a permanent competency for your organization, then it makes sense to do it in-house. But if your competency lies in other areas, let's say training, or creating content, but not really managing the learning process online and developing the tools for that, then it makes sense to outsource to other entities.
Mm-hmm. So, Hans, what promotion tool works best in promoting an e-learning program?
Well, it really depends on the program. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we have a program with PRSP, the Public Relations Society of the Philippines. This is a digital PR program together with their subject matter experts. So PRSP has a network of not only members in outside Metro Manila and so on, but they also have contacts in media, of course, because they're a PR association. So it really depends. So with PRSP, they're doing promotions via press releases, print ads, through their own databases. They're doing physical, non-online campaign tools. They're doing telemarketing. So it's really something that you customize to the program to reach your target audience.
Okay. So what programs can we expect from BlueBlade eLearning Edge this year?
Well, we're launching. We're proud to be partners with Digital Filipino. We have our digital entrepreneurship program. So we're having our second run this year.
And you also partnered with other organizations?
Yes. We also partnered with the Public Relations Society of the Philippines and PANA. For our programs in the digital marketing space, and primarily, of course, IMAP.
Mm-hmm. And since you are also the president of the Internet and Mobile Marketing Association of the Philippines, and you just had your induction earlier last week, What are your plans for this year?
Well, our primary goal for this year is really to push audience measurement standards in the country. It's been a challenge because you need buy-in from many, many different segments of the digital marketing ecosystem. Fortunately, since December, we've been talking to a lot of the stakeholders, and it seems like the buy-in is there. It's much higher today than it was a year ago. We may see big changes this year in terms of audience measurement standards, in terms of adoption. Audience measurement basically measures the traffic and metrics on various publisher sites. It helps buyers of these products or ad services to measure reach. So with standardization, it will be easier to buy, and it's definitely easier to sell. So if we are able to pull this off as IMAP in the next year or so, I think we'll be contributing a lot to the growth of ad spending online.
So thank you very much, Hans, okay. And all the best for 2011.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.